It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, you know, I think as far as Tua's career is concerned, I think it's of utmost priority of mine for Tua to speak on Tua's career, you know. I think reports are reports. I think, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just worried about the human being and where that's at day to day. And, you know, I think those I'll let Tua be the champion of his own career and speak on that. He's doing well today, and we take it day by day. So he was feeling good, but what does that mean in terms of a medical diagnosis? I don't base my judgments on my interactions with him necessarily as much as it is hearing the end result of the medical examination and where he's at. So it was good to see him, and I know his teammates were pumped to see him.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel yesterday talking about what else? Tua Tagovailoa, and no timeline for return right now. There's not going to be a timeline until the doctors, the big time doctors, the neurologist comes out and says something. The guy that he goes to, or two, or three, or whatever, they'll probably pass it around, pass to a little bit around there and see what everybody says. And by the way, don't think the NFL's not getting involved in this. Oh, yeah, this is real high on the PR machine. This concussion stuff is right up there, man. Hundreds of millions of dollars of lawsuits that are flying these days. By the way, not with players playing in the league. All the old guys. So, everybody's kind of watching this one. This is the poster child right now for something, which, by the way, has been around for a long, long time. It really has. It's just the league got real serious about how they're treating him now, right? And Tua's have looked bad. You know, seeing him curled up and going through it on the close-ups, it's serious. No question about it.
Wish they'd stop showing it on TV, right?
Well, I mean, they
just keep showing it, showing
the whole thing. What do they call it again? I get
posturing or fencing.
Fencing.
Hey, we're learning, bro. We're learning.
But I will tell you, at the end of the day, Tua is going to talk to his family. I'm sure he has. He's very close to his mother and father. I don't know if his brother gets a vote or not, and his wife with the two little kids. I'm guessing she's got a pretty strong voice too. And then at the end, Tua's one's got to play, and he's got to make a decision. It sounds to me like he wants to keep playing, right? All the stuff coming out, leaked out from the agent to the media, to make sure nobody got carried away on this, like, hey, he still wants to play. I'm guessing that's exactly what happened on this. But listen, I understand the conversation is loud. It is. And everybody's got an opinion on it. And I've already had a couple of mothers, tennis mothers, say my son will not be allowed to play. Matter of fact, we're talking about flag football, but I get it. I said, I'm listening to you. I didn't even come up to ask you about it. You came up to me. I mean, it's got that kind of effect on everything from, you know, parents to...
Dolphins are in a really bad spot right now because this is such a... From a PR standpoint, you're right, man. What a mess. This has no good ending, right? I mean, this is just...
Well,
the agent, I guess it was the agent probably that leaked that, right, that Tua wants to play.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to just come out and retire... if that's what he wants to
correct.
Do, because he won't get paid.
That's right.
And, like, for people that are like, oh, the money doesn't matter, like, the money matters. It's $167 million.
Right. So
that,
he's letting,
life-changing, like that, that'll set up, you know, his kids' kids.
Well, that's why everybody knows it's the agent. Woody, great call by
you. Yeah, he wasn't just going to come out and retire. Now, whether he gets cleared or not is a completely different
situation. I'm not done. I want to keep playing. So, league, you decide, and you doctors and your NFL doctors decide. But, hell, I still want to play.
Yeah, I mean, they forced him to retire that he gets the guarantee. That's why it's a guarantee. Right. So
there is a lot of different parts of this, Woody. That's a great point.
But how bad if he doesn't get cleared, how bad does this make that organization look? Oh, my God, man.
Well,
you just signed the guy. You didn't have to, and you did.
It's
– Man, oh, man. What a disaster. Like, so, this could not have been scripted any worse, Joe.
So it does make you, for all the people – and Jeff Darlington's one of them. JD, I was trying to go through some people have been on, like, well, why not just make him play out that next year, and then if he does it, give him whatever he wants, because if you're not sure and you're going, okay, he did it 1 year, but...
Yeah, but you can't have your quarterback going into the season all pissed off about his money.
That's true.
That show, too, and that...
That is true.
The problem was you felt like the window was small, right? To win with this group that they've put together.
It is small.
You know, Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in football, but that changes quick, man.
They gave just a little history lesson here, recent history. Both wide receivers got new contracts, Waddle and Tyreek.
Yep.
Jalen Ramsey got a new contract. We're talking about some of the highest paid guys in football now at their position, and Tua got paid. It sounds to me like an all-in. When you do that, especially when you start to look, Ramsey's almost 30. Tyreek's over 30.
No, the window's small, right?
Yeah.
And again, like Tyreek, yes, he's the best wide receiver in football, best weapon in football. But that changes quick, though, man. That league is very unforgiving.
Well, that's why like
that's could change overnight, you know?
They are all in on right now, even with Skylar Thompson. And listen, you knew this could happen. This is not some, God, you knew there was a chance this could happen. By the way, everybody should be having these conversations. Everybody.
In fairness,
except maybe Buffalo.
I forgot about the concussions, man.
And
like, the last season.
And by the way.
Didn't you a little bit?
No. No.
It wasn't in the front of my mind.
I thought he made some plays last year really smart.
Yeah.
I thought we got past it.
I'll be honest with you. I thought we got past that aspect of it.
They're not going away, man.
But
I don't think anybody thinks concussions are going away.
No, I know, but I thought that
we
had kind of gotten past that.
And he was getting more and more confident running, and he ran the first game for 11. He ran this pass game outside, outran everybody the corner to get a first down. He was starting to feel like, and then he decided not to slide on the last one up the middle. And here we are. Here we are going through this conversation again, but folks, Skylar Thompson, man, you guys felt you made him your second quarterback, which means you knew this could happen, and you're keeping somebody you think gives you a chance to win games, especially against the teams that you match up well with. And over the next month, you match up real well with all the teams you're playing. All the teams you're playing, you match up well with. Now we'll see, and if he plays like, you know, he did before, we got a problem. And he's going to have to get a lot of help from a lot of different people.
Couple of quick texts here. You all right with that before we get to Dave?
Yeah, but don't take too much.
Dave Hyde, by the way.
Yeah, Dave Hyde's had a little bit of an edge to him writing for the Sun Sentinel.
Dave hasn't had an edge since I've known him. He's just like
not like
calm
this.
And level-headed.
I think Dave's been covering this thing a long time, and he says enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. Let's see. Once again, as soon as these guys get their money, they are never the same. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Joe, luckily you couldn't catch the ball, so no concussion issues. Not very nice. Jeez.
A long time ago. I can't remember.
Let him come back.
You didn't catch that. I said it was a long time ago. I can't remember.
He owes us 198 million reasons. Let him learn the hard way. No sympathy here anymore. The only thing I'm concerned about is breakfast. Very nice. Very nice.
He's not worried about the. What was he saying? I'm not worried about the owner's money.
Yeah. By the way, man.
And I'm going. Worried about.
He said he owes us. He doesn't owe you anything, dude. It's not your money.
By the way, go have a nice breakfast. Go to Denny's. They got that Grand Slam.
You a Denny's guy?
Yeah. You know what got me going? Forget it. We gotta go.
Go ahead.
We got a Denny's in this little town of Marysville.
Uh-huh.
Marysville's a rundown town. It doesn't have a lot going for it, but it's got a Denny's.
Okay.
And so my dad goes, this is my dad now, you know. Hey, think we can go to Denny's? They got the best breakfast. He loves Denny's.
They do have good breakfast.
He loves Denny's. Nothing I'm not going to Denny's for lunch. I will go late at night sometimes if I've been, you know, drinking a little bit, but.
We had a Denny's right across from our college apartment complex. We frequented, you know, that place, yeah.
Yeah.
It was open 24 hours.
No, man, that Denny's
I think they're all, are they all open 24 hours now?
I don't know.
By the way, you can even, the dinner food there, not terrible either.
I'm not going there for dinner. I'm not. Denny's is breakfast,
I'm just
man.
Saying, not terrible.
Bro. I grew up with-
little country fried steak or something?
No. Eggs over easy, bacon, the pancake. Oh, my God. Syrup on everything. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Dave Hyde, my man Dave Hyde, he likes breakfast. He's going to join us coming up. Want to talk about Chev. Oh, my gosh, Chev, the CEO of Loctite and ready to go tonight for you. He is fired up, man, and when he's fired up and he's got great deals going, I want to share them with everybody. If you haven't, because we're in the middle of hurricane season, we still could hit. You could get hit. Still going to be active out there. Winds, rain. I hope you're protecting your home and doing everything possible. And if you're trying to get by one more year without having impact windows and doors and that leaky roof, you're trying to make it through one more year. I just want to let you know he's got 100% financing and zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So what I'm saying is if you want to get it done and money's holding you back right now, don't wait for the next storm. You don't have to. No, these guys are good. And I got to tell you, the way it's set up, the best people putting in Impact Windows and Doors, the roofing part of the company's outstanding. You're going to see great work. Very competitive prices, ready to help you in all three counties, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. So what are you waiting for, man? Great work. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that stuff. And Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625 for Loctite. Going to do great work. Great work, even during hurricane season, ready to go for you.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's bring them on from
that's Angry Dave Hyde music.
Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde. Been around a long, long time, has seen it all, and he has been a little fired up here recently with what's going on with the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
So salty, Joe. I'm salty. How are you doing?
Okay. All right. I've been salty from time to time. So I got to ask you the Tua thing. As you know, everybody in South Florida and around the country has an opinion on the Tua thing, trying to figure out when they're going to let him come back and family and meeting with doctors and, you know, and all this stuff. Why is there so much conversation and it's so loud when it comes to Tua and this retirement or Tua anything?
You know, that's the question I asked in my column. I get, look, ever since he stepped on the field, that national championship game as a freshman, there's been this loud following around Tua. But it just seems to be overboard right now in the concussion thing, in that, let's face it, none of us know what we're talking about when it comes to concussions, right? I mean, none of us know.
Not one. You're exactly right. Nothing.
and yet everybody is an expert, from Antonio Pierce, the Raiders coach, saying he should retire, to players lining up, to everybody's taking an opinion on. And I get it's part of our job to take an opinion, but part of our job is to take an informed opinion. And I've talked to doctors, you know, not just now, but 2 years ago, obviously, when we had to do all this, and they don't have solid opinions on, you know, one of the doctors said concussions are like snowflakes and that they're all different. They all got to be treated differently, and you got to be careful how you deal with them. There's no, basically, there's no number of concussions that end anybody's careers. It's how long the recovery takes, and right, how the body and the mind respond. And so, you know, here's everybody playing doctor, and you know, there's two stories. One is the Tua personal health story, and you know, everybody hopes the best for him. Then there's the Dolphin story of how do you deal with a guy who might get hurt all the time, and they really haven't covered themselves very well in that.
No, and as you know, Skylar Thompson. Hey, by the way, this is when, with the amount of money they spent on their best players this off season, we move on with Skylar, because you guys had a long time to think about who you wanted to be the backup quarterback, and you made a decision on Skylar, which is great, but he's got to go out and he got to make some plays. You can't just shut down the playbook.
Yeah, and the question is, how much of this offense was built just for Tua, with the quick reads,
accurate,
the accuracy,
yeah,
the, you know, anticipation, all the things that they and can Skylar step in and do that, or how much of the offense has to change, and can it change that quickly? And the bottom line is, you know, how much of Tua and the Dolphins and Mike McDaniel the last couple of years has been to make Tua comfortable, and was part of that not to go out and get a Jimmy Garoppolo or some backup that could fit into this system for a few games or half a season if Tua goes out.
How long, Dave, I know, I have no idea, but do you think he's going to be out a while? I can't imagine they're going to let him come back real quickly, because I think the whole country and the NFL is going to be under a microscope on how they handle this one, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? I mean, this is like, it couldn't have been under a bigger microscope. Every time he gets hurt like this, it seems like it's on a Thursday night game or a national, and there's
right,
accompanying video that's just played on a loop. And so, yeah, he's under a microscope. The Dolphins are under a microscope. How long? Half of me says I have no idea, like I said before, and the other half says, well, okay, let's play doctor and look at – they have, yeah, a break coming up, a bye – after the New England game in three games, and you know, that would buy a month of recovery, and you know, if you're looking for the safe, easy landing spot, it's that. But if we get there and it's 2 months, who knows? Yeah. I mean, it could be any length of time.
Well, so the other article recently is you're not real happy with the structure of the team, and maybe they didn't get the right pieces, because let's be honest, even with Tua for seven quarters, we didn't look great. So what's your take on the structure of the team and the work that's been done by the front office?
Oh, look, remember, when they went into this tanking thing, Steve Ross said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over. And you know the Thomas Edison or the Albert Einstein definition, same thing over and over again. And yet here we are 6 years into this rebuild, if we're even in the rebuild anymore, and we're looking at some of the same questions and the same issues and the same people and wondering what's going on. How they don't have a third receiver on this team when everybody knew in the offseason, boy, the receivers have two great receivers and then they fall off the cliff. And in the opening game, there's two miscommunications with the third receivers who have just been signed a couple weeks earlier. So yeah. Naturally, there's going to be miscommunication. Then you go across the defensive line or go to the defense. They're starting a 38-year-old and a 33-year-old. And that's hard. And we're not talking playing them. We're starting them and go through a 17-game season with that. And so, you know, I get handing out contracts to all these guys, even though Jalen Ramsey didn't need a new contract. Tua, you know, I wrote I wouldn't give him the contract just for what's played out. And so you can go across the board, and this is the window is now for this team to win. And if it doesn't win now, what have these past 6 years have been about?
Oh, no. I think that this is a crucial season. This 1-1, especially, by the way, Dave, how about just you just mentioned what we play before the bye week. These games are friggin' important because you're watching the way they're playing. These are the games you have a chance before you even talk about those last six games and what that might look like. They've got some very winnable games that should have, you know, a winning record going into that bye week, hopefully. But, I'm with you, man. It's this – you can't just throw it away because Skyler's going to be the quarterback. You had a long time to think about, you know, who's going to be your backup quarterback too. And Skyler's a guy, which is fine. Now he's just got to – we got to see improvement from the last time that he had a chance to start the game, and that was 2 years ago, to see what he plays like. So I want to ask you know nothing's going to change, right? You know in the contracts, extensions and stuff – everybody's here. I don't see anybody getting let go no matter what happens. What about you?
Are we in the front office? Or
yeah, front office, yeah, coaches.
I mean, look, there's
no,
been
nobody's
no
going anywhere.
There's been no pressure on anybody in this from inside that I've ever heard about in the last 5 years. And so, you know, I call Chris Greer general manager for life. You know, he'll be here forever. You know, Mike was just signed to a contract extension, and so the culture is to make everybody comfortable, and a happy team and a comfortable team is a winning team. That's really the culture of the Dolphins, and beyond the speed and all that. And I would love to work in a business like that where the bosses are making the top guys really comfortable. Wait, I do work in a business like that if my boss is listening. So, it's a novel way to do it, and we'll see how it all works out. But yeah, there's pressure to win right now. And you look at the first crisis point of the season, obviously it's now when they play Seattle and Tennessee and New England, three teams that they're mediocre at best, and yet the Dolphins are without their quarterback, and so this is suddenly an easy stretch has become a tough stretch.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really interesting one going forward. First of all, the Tua, to see what's going to happen there, how long he's going to be out, but Dave, he wants to play. He's got a right to play. I love everybody wanting to this like. You know, you can have your opinion. I mean, it keeps us in business, Dave, the opinion of everybody that cares. But listen, if the guy wants to play and he gets doctors to sign off, he should play.
Yeah, I haven't talked to a doctor who said at least he has to retire. I mean, there's nobody out there saying that. In fact, the doctors are saying the guy I talked to yesterday, if he is takes the time, and really the criticism over the Dolphins the last time came from, you know, 5 days between the Buffalo collapse that right. wasn't ruled a concussion to the Cincinnati concussion where he's in the fencing pose and taken off on a stretcher. The thing that everybody says to be careful about is the duration of sitting out and recovering and making sure everything is okay. And that's evidently a crucial point. Now, if this keeps going on, I mean, right. at some point we're at a, I don't know where the breaking point is or the line is to cross where say, okay, we're getting to too much territory. And it, certainly it's coming up if this keeps going on. But from talking to people, we haven't got to that point if treatments are okay right now.
Yeah, it's he's got to play smart, too, when he comes back. Too late, yeah. but you can't. I mean, you got to slide, man. I don't care if it's head first or butt first, but you got to slide, whether you're an old-school head-first slider into second base or like the pop-up off your butt slide, great, but you can't take people on. I don't care what size they are. You cannot take anybody on around your neck and your shoulders and your obviously your head. Would be.
I think he was just so frustrated that night that he forgot how to play smart. You know, he said, I need to do something to spark the team.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Spark the night. And you're right. You got to play smarter. You just can't. On the other hand, that was such a, by NFL standards. And I talked to Hamlin after the game, and he's, you know, he's my size, 6 foot.
Not a big guy.
I wish I was as 200 pounds. I'm a little more than that. But you know, he's not a big guy. So if he can get hurt that way, that's the scary part to me.
I agree.
If he can get hurt that way, it could be any hit.
Yeah, that one didn't look real violent the way the guy hit him with his body and everything else. Well, listen, Dave, we just wanted to see if we could give you a little therapy because you've been getting after it a little bit at the Sun Sentinel. So we just wanted to give you a little therapy here on the show and have it share it with everybody. So thank you.
I'm feeling better, Joe. I appreciate it.
That's what we do, Dave. That's what we do. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, columnist. Some of his articles, not real fired up about things right now. And, hey, man, we'll see because guess what? Games aren't stopping. We'll be in Seattle this Sunday. And what are they? Seattle's 2-0. My God, they've won two. Boy, New England had them, though. New England was in great shape to beat them. Oh, my gosh. Hey, by the way, if you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made you promises and they haven't been able to keep them, you're not alone. Happens all the time. Some of the top reasons clients fire or change their lawyer on their injury case, lack of communication, can't get a friggin' call back. No personal relationship. That's not going to happen with Harvey and Gary. I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yep, I say them by first name because they're good guys and they're going to treat you like your family, like your friends, and the way you want to be treated. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 33 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multimillion-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. They'll always be on the phone with you. Any question you have, even on a weekend, injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-324-7333, 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They do it themselves, and they do it better than anybody else out there. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, my guys.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today?
All right, well, I was just updating you on our little Twitter spat with Luke yesterday, Uncle Luke. A little feisty on Twitter yesterday.
So what I don't know. Does Luke like Tour? He doesn't like Tour. Does
so
anybody
that was what
know?
I was trying to figure out. Now listen, I can't keep track of who likes Tour, who dislikes Tour. Like it's impossible to do that. But from what people were saying, I guess he's not the biggest Tour fan out there. So there's that, and then like. I mean, he was just flat out making up stuff that we weren't saying. Like, no one on here is like saying, "F it, go play." Like, you need to play. No one said that.
Yeah, like, that's all we need to do. It's like, hey, Tua, sorry to hear about this concussion, but you need to be back like next week. Okay,
take one week.
As a matter of fact, you don't go to the West Coast. You want to stay home with your family? Go ahead. But hey, your ass needs to play against Tennessee. See what that kid did to us in the last 5 minutes last year. And then get a chance
to
say that.
If that was your take, that would have been pretty awesome. But
should have, man.
You really
got creative.
Hell, you got blasted for basically saying, getting accused of saying that. So the best was he posted a little clip, and like it still didn't say what he wanted it to say. And
that's right.
People were very vicious towards him yesterday. I think everyone should try to be nice.
Yeah, what? This has been an ugly time recently. I just don't want the political stuff to bleed into sports. You know what I'm saying? Is that doable?
I think it is. It's probably going to be tough, but
all right. So what else?
Certainly, we can make our attempt here. This isn't political. This happened overnight, by the way. If you're just waking up, Sean P. Diddy Combs was arrested by federal agents in New York City. This is probably not going to go well here for old Diddy. They will release the sealed indictment at some point today, Joe. We'll find out exactly what he is being accused of. Remember, the federal agents raided his home. It was down here, right? He was actually at the Hyatt in Midtown Manhattan. Can you imagine? You're like chilling out in a hotel like that, and you see like federal agents come in and take Diddy away.
Yeah, I hadn't spent a lot of time following Diddy, P. Diddy.
He has a lot of hits. I mean, I'll give him credit for that, but this is a bad situation.
Yeah.
He finds himself in.
Made a lot of money.
Well, he's going to need it now.
They have to use a lot of money. Yeah.
All right. Did you see this, by the way, on Sunday? Packers center, Josh Myers. Did you see what happened there? Did you throw up on the ball?
So the guy, he takes a snap. And I guess he couldn't throw it. I mean, can you imagine you get a ball and your center just puked on it?
Yeah.
He said he drank too much water.
That can happen, by the way.
He literally was, he's gassed out there. It's warm. Probably didn't have the toughest camp. Now you're playing all these plays. And drinks all this water, and it comes back up. So the quarterback, poor kid's got the ball, and it's got puke on it, and he takes off and runs.
You must have had some puke stories from your day.
Oh, yeah. I've thrown up, and I've done the other thing in the back of my pants, too. I've had it both ways.
Wait, what?
I've...
You sure you want to admit this?
Yeah. It's going to happen.
What do you mean it's going to happen?
You play like in the old days, if you had the flu, stomach flu, or any kind of flu, you're playing. There was no, he won't be playing today because of sickness. Matter of fact... I'll give you one better. I had the flu bad one day, and so I called. Obviously, called right away. Said, "Hey, man, I'm really sick." And so well, all right, we'll let Coach know. And he says, "Coach wants you in here, at least in the training room with the flu." I said, "I'm sick as hell. I had to drive in and sit on the training thing." And then he said, "There's no reason you can't go out and watch practice." I had to go out and watch practice. I was puking and sick, and I was like, hey, man, people ask, you ever miss work with Shula and guys sick? No.
You missed the good era of football we got right now, man. You think Mike's making guys come in when they're sick?
No. I don't think anybody does. That was I think that fell under the toughness thing, like you can still come in.
So during a game, though, you crapped your pants?
I did.
You're telling me?
I did.
Do you guys, you wore white pants, I assume.
I did. You know what I did?
Lucky the
games
were filmed in black and white.
No. I got my butt down in that grass and tried to make it look like grass stains instead of other stains. It was bad. But I did throw up too.
Okay.
Lightheaded and threw up. I did do that.
All right. We went.
Anything else you want to know?
No. Well, we went criminal. We went football story, and we'll go back to criminal slash football story here. We have the new Aaron Hernandez show premiering tonight on FX. This actually,
I assume, will be really good. See it though, man.
No. So this is going to be similar to like the O.J. Simpson thing, where they have. So it's a 10-episode series. It will follow the real life rise and fall of disgraced former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. The show, though, Joe, is going to have, it's going to be all actors. It's not a documentary.
I know,
such.
But
it's
this
like
going to have Urban and
did.
The Gators in it and the whole deal.
It
They're
is,
going to
there
go
is
back.
An actor that plays Urban. There's an actor that plays Tebow. There's basically actors that play everyone involved in the story here. But this is, again, this is more like the OJ from FX. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Where they had all the actors. I thought the show was fantastic. I will be this one I will be watching.
I don't want to see the Hernandez story anymore. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
Did you watch the show I told you to watch?
No.
Damn. You're not gonna watch it, are you?
I am, but I'm going through Vikings right now. You gotta let me finish Vikings. There's like three Viking shows out there, man. I gotta get through them.
I just I thought you'd be very
attacking the world.
You love Tiger King, so I figured
I will. I'll get to it.
The people that made Tiger King.
No, you're right. This, I promise I'll get to it.
It's called Chimp Crazy, by the way, for anyone out there who
Chimp Crazy.
Wants to. A lot of donations were made to the Chimp Sanctuary because these people are crazy.
It's amazing.
Imagine having one of those things as a pet.
No. I was blown away to see how many people have a tiger in this country that's a pet. That is unbelievable. Didn't they say there's like 5,000 tigers that people own in this country?
Yeah, there's a lot.
They said there's a bunch in South Dade.
The chimp thing's weird, though, man.
Do you know anybody? Does anybody out there know anybody in South Florida that has enough space to have a tiger?
The tiger's one thing, but like these people.
We mean tiger's one thing.
But the weird thing about
that's a badass.
The weird thing about the chimp is these people raise it as their child.
Oh, that's weird.
Like they do weird. Human stuff with it, right? And then when it gets to a certain age, it becomes 300 pounds and like freakishly strong, and rip your limbs off. And
how big do they get again?
They're large. They're big.
Okay,
they're like
200 pounds.
No,
50.
Like, I mean, they're about the size of some of the people here, but
well, we got
some people
we
would give it a good fight. But
all right,
can I give you some good news?
Yeah.
We have a big card show.
You're in rare form today, man. You really
are.
I'm
trying to think of who's here that weighs.
No, you're trying
similar.
To take some shots at heavy people. Go ahead.
We got something big coming up, man. It's the biggest card show in South Florida. It's the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. It's right around the corner here, September 28th and 29th, Joe, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's going to be at the Coral Ridge Mall. It's Sinbad Sports at the Coral Ridge Mall. That is 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to have PSA card submissions on site. So
okay.
bring those raw cards out there. We're going to have thousands of cards to buy, sell, and trade. Vendor tables are available, so bring your slabs, bring everything out there. Trade, buy some new stuff. A lot of hot stuff out there right now, a lot of hot players you can get your hands on. And we are also having a VIP autograph signing. Frank Gore will be there on Saturday, September 28th from 12 to 2. And
love to see Frank again.
How about this one, man? Your boy, Mark Super Duper.
Oh, be out with him yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, Super Dupe.
All right, Super Dupe. They're going to be there Sunday from
he's getting into honey business.
The what business?
Honey business.
All right. Well, he's in the autograph signing business here.
Well,
what kind
that.
Of honey are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
You don't put honey on everything?
Like honey
toast
honey?
Toast and stuff? Yeah.
On toast? No. Put in like tea or something. Dip a chicken in it.
Super Dupe. Super Dupe honey is coming out. I'll
like
be telling
that.
You more about that.
All right. Well, we got the autograph signing, Frank Gore and Mark Duper. Once again, this is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Love to see everyone out there. You can go to SinbadSports.com for autograph tickets and more info. Once again, that is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, September 28th and 29th, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Autograph tickets and info at SinbadSports.com. NFL.com.
Hey, Woody, we want to let everybody know Brian Billick's coming up.
Brian Billick,
Super Bowl winning coach for the Ravens. We'll talk about the Ravens, Dolphins, and everything else next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.